considering that, and I expect to hear back from them in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a long process. Timeline I laid out for them was if we could get some idea of what staff thought about the proposal, and then obviously it's going to have to take additional steps, which will eventually, if it continues to go forward, will involve the City Council and the City Council of Oak Creek plus the Sewer and Water Commission of Oak Creek. They're set up a little bit differently over there. Okay. So that's being pursued right now, and we're also trying to set up a meeting currently with the Town of Raymond.
Okay, I'm just wondering for the financial analysis, which is the agenda item after this, if that's not resolved when we go to vote on that, so that's why I was asking where Task 2 was on that.
I think both all these issues are going to be in the process of being worked on. We're not going to have a definitive answer either from your financial consultant or on this sewer issue or a couple of other things for the foreseeable future. It just takes time. So, but I envision that by the time all the pieces and parts come together and we have the answers on all the things, that'll happen before this is presented to you for any type of action. It's going to be a while.
The other thing I want to make clear is that the sense from us is that moving forward with the engineering components of this are helpful for us as a community in understanding the developability of the land out there. And regardless of whether we're able to move forward within the life of this TIF district or we need to look at other potential solutions, the engineering information that we're putting together is valid regardless.
Well, my concern with the engineering there's a couple different things. I'll start with task order number 4 because that's the easiest one to explain. I've been around when the city has had stormwater basins that were called wetlands that we had to have them not called wetlands, and city staff took care of it. This is $27,000. I mean, that's half of a college education for to basically what I would think, you know, picking up the phone and calling Pete Wood and having him walk us through the situation seems
it's a lot like more complicated from that. This also includes all the permits required for that, for the stormwater in that area. It's not just a determination on whether or not that existing stormwater pond is a wetland or not. It's a lot more involved than that.
But but we don't need the permits till we're going through, and we've got task 2 to finish about the $12 million pipe in the ground. And now we're doing permits, and it just seems like it's really kicking this. I understand you want to get a kickstart on it, but now I'll go back to task order number 3, which is the scenario of the 27th Street Bridge over the Root River being raised 7 to 10 feet. Is that a given? Is that their
current plans that DOT has put together? That has to be raised that amount, otherwise the road will continue to flood. And they're not going to rebuild 27th Street in that area without raising that bridge. It's impossible. It won't be approved.
Okay, so, and that's a very costly project to raise it 7 to 10 feet. So,
The bridge has got to be redone anyway, so whether they add another few vertical feet to it, I mean, considering the entire cost of 27th Street, it's in the budget. I mean, what's happening south of there with the reconfiguration of the ramps to I-94, it's going to cost a lot more than that bridge. There's a big roundabout that's going in down there, and it's
right.
A lot more expensive.
But my understanding, when the DOT does the project, it's 2 to 4 years, even before they get to a bid process, and I'm concerned about we're putting this money in up front, and we're counting on a project, the floodplain changes based on a project that the DOT might not even get done in 2 to 4 years. By then, this TID needs to close. So, you know, my question is we should probably get a confirmation from the DOT because we had our state rep in here last time saying this project wasn't going to move forward for quite some time. So if you look at the It's a state, federal, and local funded. Raising the bridge is only one of several possible options. They still have to do all their practical alternative analysis, and I guess I'd like to know how far they are on that. And then raising the bridge is also going to raise the profile and the slope, so you can't just have the road just drop off, so you're going to have fill, and that's fill in the wetland, which would have an impact, and you really need to know the construction of that bridge before you can kind of do all your calculations. And then if we weren't doing this TID district, it would be the DOT's responsibility to do all the FEMA maps, which...
They're not going to touch the FEMA maps. They don't care. It has no impact on them.
They typically have to make those. If they're going to do the bridge fill, they would have to adjust that.
I think the way that the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the Federal Highway Administration work with the regulators is completely different than the city of Franklin. It's a whole different set of rules. It's a whole different process and everything else. Those entities that have already reviewed the environmental document for 27th Street have already taken that into account. Whether they feel, I mean, they're obviously going to, when they raise the bridge, the highway 27th Street is going to be raised on either north and south of that also. But that doesn't impact the floodway or the floodplain through there. What impacts the floodway is the opening of the bridge over the Root River. That's what impacts the floodplain and the floodway elevation.
Mm-hmm. And we won't know that impact until they're pretty far along on that project. So I guess
we know what the elevations are going to be.
Right. But we don't know when they're going to do that project.
It doesn't matter. It'll be a conditional approval from just the process itself takes well over a year. The whole point of doing these two items on here is to provide Ellers with the information they need to do the work that they need to do. And if we can add another 3 or 4 or 5-plus acres of developable land in this Area D, it's going to make the pro formas come out a lot better. But
that part I completely understand. My concern is that we don't know where the DOT or what the DOT is, and that was my concern. I just didn't want to pay you to do a lot of task things and, you know, come up with these things that were just some kind of hopeful, you know, scenario, just so we can try to, you know, have a...
Just to be
creation
clear,
of some extra land that we're not sure we're going to end up with.
Yeah, and just to address that, I think part of this is also about us being assertive about our interests in creating developable parcels along there.
I have no problem with being assertive, but I do have I'd like to be fiscally conservative, not anti-business, but I'd like to be more comfortable verifying what we're stepping into on where the DOT is in this process. That's my only point, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Alderman Taylor.
Well, we've started going down this path. I supported the rezoning. I supported the PDD. I told staff, let's, take a look at running sewer and water. I mean, I've been adamant that this is something that we need to do. We need to develop this area. I mean, that's always been the case. I mean, we have concerns of what's there always, just like we just talked about in the last item. But definitely, needs to be developed. And if we can assist in the way of, running sewer and water and that. I mean, it's great that we got a letter from Kevin Schaefer, but that's not the MMSD board. Would have to sign off on this if they're going to be the one to obviously move forward. But I'm concerned. We have on these two items we have $60,000 we're going to be spending basically combined, and we have a real unknown, and no one is telling me that they've talked to the state. And Mr. Eberle, you said it's in the budget. The bridge is in the budget. Can you clarify that? You said it was in the budget.
No, I said that the bridge is in the project for 27th Street. Nobody knows what the status of the DOT budget is. Nobody.
No, right, but
and
but
that
you and
was
I...
reiterated by Mr. Skoronski 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And nobody knows what the timing is. I mean, you can talk to Vita Schaefer at the DOT, and she'll just kind of giggle and say, you tell me, because they don't know what the heck they're doing to
But all DOT fault. Projects they have some sort of, you know, time frame. I mean, this one was supposed to, the Elm Road interchange was supposed to be done in 2018.
Well, before that, it was supposed to be done in 17 also. Yeah, I understand exactly
okay.
what you're saying.
Right. So, you know, before we start moving down this path, you know, we can get an idea, because I think that affects how quickly we're going to fill, you know, these available lands. And what's interesting is why wasn't this, or was this discussed? I wasn't here when the mayor got elected, you know, and was gung-ho to do this business park. You weren't worried about an extra acre or two then, it seemed like. I mean, did the numbers, I mean, I'm trying to refresh my memory because I wasn't here, and so all I know is the city was moving in that direction to do this business park. The maps were all drawn. We had meetings here in January, early January of, I believe it was 15, where we had every agency in that, and the mayor had a PowerPoint deal. Why was that a concern, not a concern at
that time?
We
never got to that point. We never got to preliminary design with that park. We got to some schematics of some possible street layouts and some associated infrastructure costs, and that's as far as we ever got.
Yeah, but it was let's do the, you know, this is going to work, the numbers are going to work, and now we're having to spend money to what, find out whether they're going to work. How did they work before, but they didn't, they're maybe not going to work now without having this done now.
The whole scenario that happened back in 2014 and 15 has changed from what it is today. And if you remember back in that point in time when Ehlers did a pro forma.
I don't remember. Inform me.
In 14 and 15, there were some unanswered questions as part of that pro forma. And then we stopped. We never completed that because we never got to that point. It stopped. I remember the night specifically. It stopped. So that's as far as things got. That this whole scenario has got to be done. It had to be done back then. It's got to be done now. If these are answers, the I suspect that the financial aspects of the development of Area D are going to be tighter than they were back in 14 and 15. I don't know that for a fact. We'll find out when they start running some of their information. But if we can add more developable land to the scenario, it's only going to be to the betterment of the city and of the TIF, whether it's the existing one or a new one.
I agree. But I would like some sort of correspondence with the state. I don't know why no one's contacted.
I talked to them all
the
time.
Do you have something in writing? I would have something in writing.
They're not going to. The governor can't even respond. Because
I'm not talking about this budget, but you have some idea of when. And then whatever it was before, it got pushed back when they took money out of the budget, the last budget, and then they put some money back in.
I've had multiple conversations with the state regarding this, and when it's brought up and asked realistically when is this going to occur, they say it's currently in the plan for 2018.
We'll see,
and when we say, look, you know, we understand that things get pushed back and we don't have any expectation that this would get done in 2018 either, they say we don't either. But beyond that, they can't give a definitive answer about when it would be completed.
When does the TIF close?
TIF is scheduled to close
2025.
I think we can.
Alderman, I will tell you that I've had ongoing, continuous conversations with the state senator and state representative Skoronski about this matter. And you understand budgeting better than most. They don't have a clue. And I'm just being real realistic with you. And I encourage all of the aldermen to talk to all of our state reps to get them to understand that this is serious for us. And it's serious for them too.
Well,
as late as last week, I talked to Senator.
And I haven't had a chance. I talked to, you know, Representative Skoronski on another matter, and I know he's out of town right now. But before I vote on this, I'm going to talk to him myself. I'm going to have my own conversation with him. I don't think, you know, a few weeks is going to, you know, change anything. I have concerns that we have to help prepare this area for development. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, we have this money sitting there. We could probably, when could we close this TIF? I mean, is it wiser to start looking at closing what we have and creating a new one, which gives us you know, more time, because, and the mayor's shaking his head, no, I'd like to someone to tell me why that, I mean, why that isn't the case. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, but.
I'd like to address that.
Sure.
Sure. The contract with Ehlers, which sort of parallels this.
Right, these are the same. These are two votes that need to be taken together. I mean, they're separately, but they
they're related, certainly.
At the same time.
You're correct. We don't know the answer.
Right.
About whether it's more advantageous to work within the existing district and leverage the resources of that existing district to carry forward, and whether or not it will perform out, right, and be effective. We'd like to be able to look at that. And that's what the proposal from Ehlers is about, is trying to put together that analysis. And if it will not work within this district, as you've noted, we still have to figure out something to do out there, right, to prepare it for development, because it's just not going to happen without critical infrastructure that doesn't exist out there today. We'd like to look at what those other options are, right? And so we'd like to get into a contract with Ehlers. We could start looking, does it work for this district time frame? And if not, are there recommendation of options that we should start to consider?
I'm more willing to move forward on that one, because I think they can run one scenario with us gaining two or three more acres and one scenario without having to spend, you know, almost $50,000 to, you know, go through this long drawn out process. Why can't they just run a couple different scenarios? And then, you know, are they, while they're doing this, would they be looking at the fact of whether or not an interchange opens and when between now and 2024 or 2025?
That,
I mean, what?
That wouldn't be Ehlers, because that's a marketing thing.
A marketing thing. So I don't know why we can do – I'm more comfortable with the second one.
Sure.
Doing that financial before I'm on this, because – this has a lot to do with what ifs, or when is the state going to do it, and it's not going to be anytime soon. I mean, the mayor is right. This is, you know, they're saying, how could you seriously be talking about 2018 when the, I mean, how much work has to be done to get that prepped? I mean, they should be doing that in, like, already, if they were doing it in 18, and land acquisitions, you name it. Okay, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and so I'm thinking that you're closer to the end of the TIF's life when you're going to do that, which doesn't help us with those two or three additional acres. I mean, if you're not doing this for 5 or 6 years, you tell me how we're going to get the increment, shovel in the ground, building built. So I'd rather have Ehlers do the scenarios and run a couple different options for us to be able to make a decision. So on item six, I'd be willing to move forward. Item five, I'm not.
Part of the challenge is that Ehlers works off of inputs. They need information to put into their formulas to run those calculations. And with the item five, the engineering will help us better understand what those input costs are. So if the DOT projects do move forward, not only do we have additional value attached to developable acres that could increase, there also may be costs associated with that from our side of it to ensure that possibility. If the project doesn't move forward and we've got to look at stormwater management in a different scenario, we've got to look at floodplain from a different scenario, we may have different engineering assumptions that go into the Ehlers analysis.
And I appreciate what you're saying, but I think, you know, this is a talented organization. They can run some scenarios with looking at, you know, whether or not what you just mentioned is it plays out that way or not. I mean, we're talking about running. How much does it cost to run sewer and water down to county line lift station if we have to do it, compared to obviously if MMSD does it? So you have a cost. I mean, that we should be able to get. I mean, isn't that what we asked staff to do? I mean, that was the one thing that I said, can we take a look at running sewer and water?
We have costs associated.
Okay,
with
so we have that. So we have some of the major costs. And some of these, we invented stormwater management here in the city. We were doing these things before the state was telling us we had to. So, like I said, I'm not comfortable with item five at this moment. You know, I'm going to pick up the phone and talk to Ken or talk to Dave, you know. And some of it's on the other side, too. You got Larson and you got Rodriguez, because they have the Oak Creek side. So I'm just I think we can get better answers. I mean, I appreciate the mayor talking and continuing to ask, and I know they can be evasive in that, but
no.
But you know, when yeah. So I'm just gonna, like I said, I don't care what the rest of you guys want to do. I'd make a motion to refer this to the next meeting, and it gives me some time to make those calls. That's 2 weeks from now, or 2 weeks from yesterday. I would move forward on 6 when that comes up.
Motion to table to the next meeting.
Second.
Not table.
To refer.
Yep. Before we do that, you asked about why the extra acres are important. The history of the city and our business development has always been to maximize the assessed value per acre, and therefore every acre you get in addition is more assessed value. That's why. It's merely a business decision. It's got, at 3 acres, it's got very little to do with the financial performance. It's got everything to do with more money for the city to pay down a TID and defease it quicker.
Your Honor, I can't think of one reason why adding more acres isn't a good thing. So, I mean, so we're on the same page. I mean, I think that that's so they can run whatever scenarios they want, looking at either we got X amount of acres or we've added another 3 or 4 or whatever it is. So I think, you know, enough for us to at some point get to the decision saying, all right, what's the risk to the city of us spending this money and being able to get it paid off within this period of time?
Okay, there's a motion to take. Okay, we've got lots of discussion, as usual. Alderman Wilhelm, then Alderman Mayer.
Well, I just want to say I support the motion because, as it is right now, without having any discussion on possible time frame, this is a complete theatrical dice roll on how much acreage is going to be here. So they run the scenario with the current floodplain in place. Then they ought to be able to tell us if we can make that work. We get a little bit more answer from the DOT and maybe some discussion on about how much acreage could be added, then you just run it that way after we have a little more discussion on when that's going to happen. But if we do this without really knowing if that's the alternative and we spend all this money trying to figure, well, we're going to determine that the floodplain is going to shrink this amount based on an alternative that's not even funded or on the table yet and still hasn't had a consultant selected or Trans 404 or FEMA or all of that involvement, we're kind of, to me, way ahead of the game on that issue and not accomplishing much. So,
Alderman Mayer.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
Oh, so we're lots in discussion, I guess, just the two of us. I'm hearing a couple different things here. I understand the concerns of the two older persons. What I'm hearing from you is that these things have to happen anyway, and what I'm hearing is the state is going to do what they have to do anyway, and these are kind of independent, and we need these to move forward. So I guess what I was one of the persons that was not in support of this project in the past, and if we go that way, that's okay too. But in the end, I want to, if we go yes or no, I want to make sure we have the information we need to make that decision and put it forward. I don't want us to drag our feet and put you in a position where this thing is going to die before we even have the chance to make a decision on it. And last 2 weeks ago, you said that you were kind of up against the wall and kind of needed a decision tonight on some things. How would tabling this affect that? Is it still doable?
Sure. So every delay puts us closer to the timeline of the TIF. And I've said a number of times and will say again, I don't know whether or not the project works within the existing life that remains within this TIF district. That's what we want to get. And, you know, I understand the concerns and wanting to better understand the DOT component of it, but the Ehlers piece, they plug numbers in. They get those numbers from somewhere. They don't make their own estimates, right? They have to take development assumptions that we work with them to build. They have to take engineering assumptions that we or our consultants help to provide to put into their formulas, to do their analysis, to look at the assumptions associated with the project, let us know where our threats are attached to it, and to provide information therefrom. My concern is that if we don't have the engineering components fully understood, the quality of inputs into Eller's analysis will not be as good as possible. And if without quality inputs, our outputs will not be as good as possible. And so we feel like they sort of have to work together in unison. You know, at the end of the day, is 2 weeks gonna make or break this? I wouldn't think so. We wouldn't put ourselves in a situation where that would be the determining factor. But I will say, from a bigger picture, this has gotten drawn out over an extended period of time, and continuing to delay things certainly further jeopardizes the ability to move forward within the life of this district. That said, if that's the council's prerogative, so be it. We'll continue to bring forth the requests as we discuss with you all, and as you determine we want to move forward. And as I think we've all, it sounds like, generally agreed, the value of that land out there will not be achieved to the expectation of what this community generally expects for development without putting some resources into development. You know, we've talked about the sewer and water extension as being critical for anybody to consider the land out there. The further we can take things with stormwater management, the further we can add additional acreage out there, better positions that those parcels for development. The earlier they get developed, the better the TID benefits, and certainly the quicker the city benefits as well.
Thank you.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, exactly. I mean, you said it best. 2 weeks. I mean, I'm asking for 2 weeks, and that's getting, you know, me having being more comfortable. Now, if we want to vote, that's fine. I mean, I'll vote no today, but I'll vote to lay it over for a couple weeks. And if we seriously think that 2 weeks is like a real problem, then do we really want to even think about continuing to move forward and just start? I mean, 2 weeks is going to make or break whether this thing actually is financially feasible. I don't think that's the case. That would be lunacy. So I think, you know, you guys can do what you want, all right? But, you know, this is covered by the TIF, this $60,000, you know, this 27, this 21, and then the next thing. So that's just somebody else's money, right? So we can spend it. Let's just go right ahead. Or we can, you know, and I'll tell you, I'll take anybody's bet. I'll take anybody's wager that my bet is that that improvement does not happen until after this TIF closes. There are so many. Just read the paper. Just hear the infighting between the Republicans and the governor about how they should deal with transportation. You have the speaker saying, "I want my project done." I mean, he controls what goes before. I mean, it is a disaster in Madison right now. They are running up the credit card on this state, and then someone's gonna have to pay that bill, and it will be us. Take a look at how much they are spending on their credit card, and they're paying an interest to fix all these roads. They and this is not anything near critical compared to some of the other projects in the state. I mean, they're kicking off eastbound 94. They're stopping that. So you have the zoo. You're going to have the Marquette, and then you're going to have this bottleneck in the middle. You tell me they're going to be spending any real dollars on both 27th Street, where there's no development at the end, or the Elm Road interchange? They're going to spend any of that money? You think the speaker or any of the people that are on joint finance are going to do that over projects in their district? We don't have anybody on joint finance that represents Franklin and Oak Creek. So I'll take that bet. If anybody thinks it's going to be before 2025, I bet it's not going to happen. So I'm asking for 2 weeks to have a little conversation, and then, you know, we can vote on it then, up or down.
And folks, the motion is to lay over for 2 weeks. We've now been talking about the motion to lay over for 2 weeks for about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Can we please move on? Alderman Wilhelm, then Alderman Mayer, then Alderman Dandria, then Alderman Barber, then Alderman Taylor again, then Alderman Wilhelm again, then Alderman Wilhelm. The motion is to lay over for 2 weeks. Postpone. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I was going to call the question, but I was going to say Thank it's you. Not the 2 weeks I'm concerned about. It's the 2 to 4 years of the DOT project. So my motion is I'm called the question and
I want just one point of clarification.
I'm sorry, Dan. Okay, question, is there a second to the call of the question?
Second.
The question has been called. All those in favor to call the question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
Those opposed?
No.
I'm calling a question, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea?
No.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
No.
Alderman Barber?
No.
Motion fails on calling the question. All those...
I just wanted to point out Alderman that two
Mayer.
Weeks ago, Alderman Taylor, you were not able to be here. You were excused, so you weren't here. And you didn't hear Aaron's kind of impassioned plea that we need to get moving on this, and we didn't necessarily have to make a decision 2 weeks ago, but by tonight, he was really hoping that we could. So it is 2 weeks, but it's a month from then, and who knows how long. So just want to make sure we're not dragging our feet too much, and that's why I wanted to make sure that you heard that from Aaron.
Thank you.